and welcome to the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast, preaching Jesus Christ, crucified and risen from the dead, for the forgiveness and salvation of sinners, and returning to the earth soon to rule and reign as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And now, here is Pastor Jim Duke with today's message.
I'm glad you tuned in the broadcast again this time. We're picking up our study here in Matthew chapter 7, verse number 21, as our Lord's winding up the Sermon on the Mount. And he just has spoken about false prophets and that they, like everyone, is known by their fruits. And it is not given to us to bring into condemnation anyone in judgment. As this chapter begins, the Lord just makes it clear that we are not allowed by him to be hypocritical. We can't hold any person to a standard that we did not hold ourselves to, because the law and the word of the Lord comes to each and every one of us the same. We are all accountable unto it. The Lord Jesus says we can help ourselves, but we must take care of our own selves first. And so he's wrapping this up. A brother just recently brought this out in our church, and it's just a wonderful, wonderful point. It's been here forever. As long as the Word of God has been, and the Lord has had this chapter, this book for us here, the Gospel of Matthew. But the brother brought out this point that the Lord Jesus in these next verses is bringing out the point that he is Lord and he is God, and that judgment is given to him. And I've known that. I've witnessed that in the scriptures and would agree to it. But it never was brought out how the Lord in this Sermon on the Mount is saying, how it is saying, and how it wraps up, the scripture wraps up this chapter, that the Lord Jesus is not one that teaches like a scribe, where he would say, God says this and God says that. But Jesus has been saying all along, but I say unto you. And then he makes this point about judgment. And it's very, very plain, very, very clear, just makes it flat and plain and clear that he is the one that each one will stand before. And so let's read here in Matthew chapter 7, verse number 21. Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father, which is in heaven. And so he makes it plain that we are accountable to him, that the will of the Father is at hand, and we are called, mankind is called to be obedient to such. And just a calling of his name and a declaration of his name is not enough. But the doers of the word, the way the Lord has given it, and many, when you say that about being a doer of the word, they immediately head to this position and thinking of a works salvation, but it's not so. The first word of God unto mankind is to repent and believe the gospel, to repent of our sins and believe the gospel, and to receive the Lord Jesus, his way and his terms, not our own. And so he says, not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, which it is true, he is our Lord, but just saying that, repeating those words, people think that they have station and status with the Lord because they say his name repeatedly and over. That's not it. Knowledge of God's existence is not salvation. Shall enter into the kingdom of heaven. He says here, but he that doeth the will of my Father, which is in heaven, he will be the one that enters in. And again, that word starts again with the need of salvation of the soul through repentance and faith in our Lord Jesus Christ. He goes on to say here in chapter or verse number 22, many will say to me, and so he uses that personal pronoun of me to make it very clear that it is he to which we are responsible and he is the judge. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not, what they have done will be what they will bring forth. Have we not? We've been busy, Lord. We've been busy for your sake and for your kingdom. Listen to what they say. Have we not prophesied in thy name, and in thy name cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works? They will lay claim to the things that they have done. Good things, Who could say that there's anything bad about prophesying, telling the word of the Lord, casting out demons, and many other marvelous and wonderful works that they've done? That their claim is what they have done, not what Jesus has done for them. No claim to the cross, no claim to the salvation of the Lord, no claim to the substitutionary death, burial, and resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. No claim to that. Their claim, have we not done? Their first words are, Lord, look at us and what we've done. Are we not accepted? And even good things are listed here, right things. True in the sense of the actual work. They're not talking about dope smoking and illicitness and wickedness and such as that. They're talking about telling the Lord's word and casting out demons and wonderful works of God. But their point is, have we not? It's all about us, Lord. It's what we've done. Haven't we been doing this for you? Verse 23, and then again, another person or pronoun, one in each verse. Verse 21, he said, saith unto me. And verse 22, say unto me. Verse 23, and then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. Without salvation of the soul, every work, whether it would be, as we would look on it, a righteous work, every work the Lord calls iniquity without the salvation of the soul. This is somewhat connected to what the Lord says, that the true worshipers, in John chapter 4, as he speaks and deals with the woman there at the well at Sychar, the true worshipers are those that worship the Father in spirit and in truth. And that's who he seeks. That's who he's looking for. True worshipers. True worshipers of God, starting with the Word of God and what God has declared about our sin and our need and the only Savior that there is, the Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord Jesus says, I will profess unto them, I never knew you. We've never had a relationship. We've never had a relationship because you went the pursuit of doing it your way. Your way and your righteousness, not mine. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. Claiming that works would save a soul and save their own soul. And that's what they hold up to the Lord, the judge, the Savior of mankind. It just will not pass. There's a passage in 2 Corinthians chapter 11 that speaks about Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light, and his ministers are also transformed into the ministers of righteousness. You know, that's certainly a verse that's apropos for our day. There's many, many people that claim to be the Lord's and that seem to be doing wonderful things, but the Lord doesn't know them one bit. He says, I never knew you. It's not that they were known and some purport a salvation that can be lost and that you can be saved and then you can lose your salvation. The Lord says, I never knew you. I never knew you. And of course, we know that salvation is eternal, everlasting. Eternal life is not on and off and on and off and on and off. It's the Lord saves and that soul is saved forever. And the Lord says, I never knew you. I never knew you. Because that would be the indication if someone would be saved, they would be known of the Lord. And then if they did something as they purport falsely, that they sinned, and then now they're not saved, they would be unknown to God, unto the Lord, and then they would repent and then be saved again. And so now they're back in fellowship and they would go back and forth from this state of being known by the Lord and not, which is all false. But the Lord here says, I never knew you. I never knew you. I never knew you from the beginning. I never knew you. You claim your own. Have we not, they say. Verse 24. The summary and the wrap up of this message, this Sermon on the Mount, as we refer to it, And the Lord giving here the mind of God, the thinking of God, very much like the book of Proverbs and Ecclesiastes, giving the mind of God to mankind and how what he thinks and what he says about us living life. And he says here in verse 24, therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken unto him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. And the rains descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. And every one that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened unto a foolish man which had built his house upon the sand. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it. A house built that stands upon a rock, a house built with a great fall that's built upon the sand. And the Lord Jesus says, as those that hear his word and believe him and trust him in all that he says, the Lord says he will liken them unto a wise man. And again, the full counsel and word of God declares unto us at the beginning that if you're under the hearing of my voice and you were without Christ, you're not saved, you don't have your sins forgiven by the Lord, repent of your sins before God. Admit to the Lord that you are guilty of them and that you need help. You need something outside of you to wash you and to cleanse you. And then believe and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ and God the Son, having come down and become a man, lived a perfect life, gave himself on the cross of Calvary as the sacrifice for you, for your sins, died in your stead, was buried, and rose again that he might give you life. That is the way of salvation. That is the way to an established house of your life, a house built upon the rock of the Lord Jesus Christ. Not have we not, like those that will come to the Lord, but Lord, what you have done for me, what you have done for me. It says in verse 28, and it came to pass when Jesus had ended these sayings, the people were astonished at his doctrine, for he taught them not He taught them as one having authority and not as the scribes. And again, he is the authority. He is the authority to hear and believe and trust. Well, see that our time has passed for now. May our Lord bless you with the good word and truth of his gospel. Farewell until next time.
Thank you for tuning in and listening to our broadcast. We wish to invite you, your family, and friends to our services on Sundays at 10 a.m., 11 a.m., and 2 p.m., and Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. Olmsted Baptist Church is located in southwest Logan County, Kentucky, just 2.5 miles off of U.S. Highway 79. Between Russellville and Guthrie, turn on to State Route 775, also known as Olmsted Road. Drive 2.5 miles and you'll find our church house on the right, just beside Whipple Reel Creek. We are interested in any questions or comments you might have about our broadcast. Feel free to contact us by telephone at 270-726-3954, by email at obchurch@gmail.com, or on the web at www.olmstedbaptistchurch.org. Tune in next time for another edition of the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast.